The NCAA men's basketball tournament begins in earnest today, and St. John's will be among the teams taking the floor. It will be the Red Storm's first tournament game in 9 years. They've got a new head coach, and the new head coach has a new advisor, or rather an old and wise advisor. NPR's Mike Pesca talked to 74-year-old Gene Cady, the legendary Purdue coach who's bringing his insight to a new school.
A brisk March night in Queens, New York, and St. John's is doing what a nationally ranked team should do against the Big East Conference's last place squad. They are dismantling DePaul. As the season's first sellout crowd screams, an older man sits on the team bench, squints at the scoreboard, and takes notes, copious notes. Who is this man who scribbles as Dwight Hardy dribbles? This amanuensis of zone defenses. This is how St. John's head coach Steve Lavin describes him.
Our players understand he's a basketball oracle. He's a Mr. Miyagi. He is a basketball Buddha.
He is Gene Cady, winner of 6 National Coach of the Year awards, 6 Big Ten titles with Purdue, nearly 900 college, junior college, and international games. But to Steve Lavin, Cady's worth is incalculable.
Other than my mother and father, you know, Gene Cady's been the most influential person in my life.
Cady gave Lavin his first job as a graduate assistant 23 years ago at Purdue. After a successful stint as UCLA's head coach, followed by a move into broadcasting, it was time for the protege to return the favor. Cady remembers the conversation.
Well, he had talked to me about it, but when he was still working for ESPN, if a job ever opened that he liked, he thought he wanted to get back into coaching. And I said he was crazy because he's such a good TV analyst. And my wife said, now you go back and tell him that you'll help him if he wants you someday. I called him back and said, keep your dreams alive. And that's when I got interested, but I didn't dream he was going to get this job.
Pat Cady, who gave that advice, died in 2009. Cady's daughter, Lisa, had passed away some years earlier. So here was Cady, sharp, tenacious, but in a new life circumstance. The offer was still on the table. Move from West Lafayette, Indiana to Queens. Live in a hotel. Oh, and arrange a place for his toy poodle, Queenie. Cady agreed to all of that, but he also had to adapt to a new role.
I can't talk directly to the players as far as coaching technique and stuff. I have to be kind of a consultant to the coaches.
The NCAA limits the number of assistant coaches a team can have, so Cady is officially an advisor. This is why he takes so many notes. He collects his insights and passes them on to coaches later. He cannot talk to players in huddles during timeouts. He cannot walk over to a player during drills and correct footwork. But that doesn't mean Cady's presence isn't felt in practice by players like St. John's forward Justin Burrell.
His accent is strong. He'll always be like, what is that? Oh, something like that. It's one of the best things ever to hear him yell.
What is that?
The advice screamed or whispered into a head coach's ear has helped St. John's achieve a 12-6 record in the Big East after consecutive 6-12 finishes. And while every team preaches the mantra of family, St. John's is a program with the grandfatherly Cady, energetic assistant coach Rico Hines, who captained Steve Lavin's UCLA teams, and between them, the slick but substantial Lavin himself.
It's just a wonderful security blanket to know on my left is Gene Cady, you know, the person that opened the door for me 23 years ago, and on the right is Rico Hines, my very first recruit.
Cady already describes this year at St. John's as a pinnacle of his career. If the Red Storm win a few games in the tournament, it will be great, and if not, it won't be so bad. Cady will have lots of notes to review in the offseason, and he can finally do so in the company of his poodle, Queenie. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.